You've tried it all. You've written all your content from scratch, bought tons of templates, and even used ChatGPT. But month after month, your content feels sporadic, inconsistent, and lacks the conversions you're hoping for. There's good news. I have a spot open for retainer copywriting services. With a retainer, I'll write, plan, and strategize your content every single month. From weekly emails to long-form content to quarterly launches, this is your chance to ditch content overwhelm and pass off copywriting for good. If you're interested, head to the show notes or submit an inquiry at therelevantcollective.com. Have you ever checked your inbox and seen an email from someone you haven't heard from in forever? You might even wonder how the hell you got on their list and why they're emailing you.
Yep, no one likes those unexpected emails. If you want a successful launch, it starts with having a successful pre-launch, which keeps your audience engaged and aware of your brand. Being an online business owner is full of ups and downs. Some days you can't imagine going back to your 9-to-5, and other days you want to burn your whole business to the ground. We get it.
Welcome to Chaos to Conversions, a podcast of practical, no BS strategies to grow your online business. Each week, we're chatting about launching, copywriting, mindset, and more, so you can make sense of the chaos and do more of what works.
Join the conversation and let's grow together. Hey everyone, welcome back to Chaos to Conversions. You've probably heard the term pre-launch before. To be honest, it is a pretty popular buzzword, or I guess like buzz term, whatever you want to call it, in the online industry. But kind of like the term scaling, it is important to understand what a pre-launch means and what pre-launch strategy is, because it really can make or break the success of your launch. So to like loosely define, so to speak, what a pre-launch is it's that 6 to 12, honestly, it can be up to 12 weeks, basically anything when you're not launching could be considered a pre-launch period, but let's not dwell on that. Let's keep it to the specifically 6 week period ahead of your launch where you're really focusing on working up and warming up your audience by engaging them and making sure that you're delivering content that is really specific to what your offer is about. So the purpose of a pre-launch is to get them all hot and bothered, so to speak. So when you actually launch and release your product course membership, you have an engaged audience of people who are ready to buy. Branda actually talked about this a little bit in episode 6.
Yeah, I actually called it the launch foreplay, I think is a great terminology for that. So, but like Melanie said, it really is the period of time you're focusing on nurturing and warming. And as I said in episode 6, like, and Melanie just touched on, it really can be any time between launches, especially if you're someone who launches quarterly. You're probably spending a good amount of time between those quarterly launches, warming and focusing on getting people ready for your next launch. It doesn't mean that during this time you're talking about your specific offer or product over and over again. That's going to be really tiring. Instead, you're just being super intentional about warming people up, bringing new people into your sphere, and getting them thinking about whatever topic you're going to be leading into in your next launch. Okay, with that in mind, now that you have a pretty clear idea of what pre-launching is, we kind of want to go into the, what we're calling the no-nos of launching. And I did touch on this again in the last episode, episode 6. I talked about the importance of pre-launching and some do's and don'ts to do during that time period. And one of the big, two of the really big don'ts that I want to make sure I mention again in this episode 2 is that you don't want to ghost your audience. That is a really great way to make sure that whenever you're launching, you have a lot of cold people who have forgotten about you. They're not ready to buy. It's really common that I have people come to me asking for launch copy. And when I ask them, when's the last time you've been emailing your list? Sometimes they'll say, well, not really consistently. Or I only reach out, you know, when I'm in the middle of a launch. And that's not going to be a great way to be successful with your launch, right? Because people aren't warmed up and ready to buy. That's the whole point of pre-launching. And you also don't want to be willy-nilly in this time period. Whenever you're pre-launching, it's not just like, oh, whatever I feel like sending. You really need to have a strategic and clear plan about how you're going to kind of like place breadcrumbs leading up to your launch. What are the pieces that someone might need to hear from you, like the objections, the desires, the transformations? You're tapping into those things without necessarily directly saying, oh, here is the solution to whatever you're
facing right now. That's what you're going to offer during your launch. The pre-launch is just about getting them to think about those things and kind of poking at those issues.
And I hate to sound like a broken record, but I will. Keeping data during not only your actual launch, but also your pre-launch, like your pre-launch period, can be so important, because if there is a particular like post or email or reel, you know, anything, a particular piece of content that got a lot of engagement, like comments, replies, then you want to make sure that you're noting that so you can repurpose it next time that you launch. You don't just want to kind of post and communicate with your audience in this pre-launch period without tracking what is going well and what's not going well. So the same thing can be, you know, said for if you are having some pre-launch content that is getting like a lot of engagement and a lot of comments. If you're posting and emailing and there are crickets, so to speak, then next time you might want to rethink some of your pre-launch content. And in just a little bit, we're going to talk more and give you some like specific examples about what your pre-launch content may or may not, you know, look like. So we'll talk about that in just a hot second here. But looking at data during the pre-launch period is just as important as looking at your data during the actual like launch period. And I also want to put in a little plug here. Do not forget about your market research, which we talked about, what was that, in episode 4? We'll link it in the show notes to be sure. I think it was episode 4 though. Make sure that you are taking a look at your data from your market research survey or any market research that you've done, because what you can do is you can take a closer look at your market research and problems that your audience is having, goals that they want to accomplish, and then you can design your pre-launch content to specifically speak to those problems or goals. So it feels like, and you actually will be speaking your audience's language. Okay, so let's get into some of the specifics of pre-launch content, because up until this point, I feel like we've been saying pre-launch content, but let's look at exactly what that is. So I would say that there are three specific types of content you want to make sure that you are creating during your pre-launch strategy. And this can be, there's no like specific formula or amount of time that you want to spend on each of these types of content. But when you look at the 3 weeks leading up, sorry, not 3 weeks, when you look at the 6 weeks leading up to your live launch, usually your cart open period or the period of time where you're actually selling your offer is anywhere from 7 to 10 days. That's generally kind of like the sweet spot, because sometimes people need a little bit of extra time to make a decision. Sometimes people don't see, you know, your emails right away or things like that. So the recommended kind of cart open time, I've seen as short as 5 days, but usually I recommend 7 to 10 days. So before that, when we're talking about leading up to your actual launch or your cart open period, I like to direct my clients to create 3 different sort of types of content. And the first type of content is going to be all about informing. So informing your audience about the problem that they have, why it's a problem, why they need to solve their problem. This can be sort of like some people would call it, I guess, the educational aspect, which is fine too. But it is important to kind of figure out with your audience, which is kind of easier said than done, if your audience knows that they have the specific problem that you're trying to solve and also how to solve it. So generally, there's 2 different segments of your audience: people who know that they have a specific problem and people who, you know that they have a problem, but they're not quite sure what it is and they definitely don't know how to solve it. So let's look at an example here. Something that we see in the online space a lot is, do you want to have you know, 10K, 20K, 30K months. So let's use that one here. So the problem is you are a freelancer who wants to scale to consistent 10K months. And let's say that I'm a coach who is trying to help freelancers scale to consistent 10K months. Some freelancers will know that they might not have a very engaged audience. They don't have an engaged email list. And they know that that is the solution to getting them to those consistent 10K months. So they're aware of their problem. They're not at 10K months yet, and they want to be. And they're also aware of the solution that they need a more engaged audience with a group of people who are ready to buy from them. They know their problem and they have a perception of what the solution is. They just might need help creating the engaged audience, you know, so they have people to buy from them. But the often forgotten segment of the pre-launch strategy is people who don't necessarily know what their problem is. So let's keep it with the same example, freelancers who want to scale to 10K months, but they don't know that the key is they need an engaged email list, an engaged audience, so they have people to purchase from them. So the inform or the educational piece of pre-launch content is you are trying to bridge the gap between people who know the solution to their problem, not having 10K months, is an engaged audience of people ready to buy, and people who just know that they want to get to those 10K months, but they don't even know where to start to get there. And that is something that I've seen over and over again when I help my clients launch, that they're sort of accidentally, because it's easy to do, forgetting the whole segment of their audience who knows that they have a problem, but they have no idea what their solution is. So you might be talking to teachers, for example, who have behavioral problems in their classroom, and the teachers want to solve the behavioral problems, and you're there talking about your amazing course for classroom setup, but nowhere is it mentioned that your solution in changing your classroom setup to flexible seating or whatever can also solve behavioral problems. So teachers are skimming by, your audience might be skimming by and not realizing that your course is a solution to their problems. So that was a little roundabout way of just saying it is really important to make sure that you inform your audience about why it is so important to solve the problem that they are having and make sure that they are problem aware. So that is what I would start with, because if people don't, you don't know that they have a specific problem and don't know that that solution is getting them to their goal, then they'll totally ignore your content anyway. So we want to make sure that we are educating them about the problem as well as you being the specific solution to solve it for them. Then I would transition to the sort of inspirational content. So this is phase two of the launch, showing them exactly what is possible for them. So this is where you can show, results that you've created, testimonials, if you have a specific framework, kind of like the example I'm giving right now about informing, inspiring, and then the last phase, which is inviting. This is where you can talk about that and showing them and inspiring them, so to speak, that they can get these results too with your solution and with your help. Then finally, the invite phase. So this is kind of where you are inviting them to join your program, your webinar, maybe if you're doing a live launch or your challenge, and you are inviting them to join you in the specific solution that you're presenting. So you're directly not beating around the bush, not saying like, oh, if you do this, you could solve this. You are directly inviting them to join your program and your solution so that they can have the same results that you've been talking about on social media and in your emails for a couple of weeks. So you want to go ahead and do that across not just social media, like I said, but you want to make sure you do it across various platforms as well.
Yeah, and this is where we talked about earlier, having a really strategic pre-launch phase
is going to be important. Like Melanie said, you don't want to, obviously you want to use your data. You want to show up places where you know people are. I wouldn't recommend, you know, if you have a brand new email list and you have 100 people on it, and that's like the only place you're going to be sending things, right? For your pre-launch, that obviously wouldn't work. You need to look at your data, what's worked in the past. And also look at creating content that you know has worked in the past. One of the best parts about pre-launch is that you're not necessarily in the sales phase right now. You are in the nurture phase. So you get to have a little bit more fun with the type of content that you create. You can be more flexible. You're not pushing the solution yet. Like Melanie said, you're inspiring them and you are informing them. You're not at the selling. So I want to look at another example too of how you can break this down across your different content platforms. So let's think of an example of a membership for like brand new entrepreneurs. These might be people who are working a 9-to-5 and they want to leave and work for themselves, or maybe they're doing like a side hustle. And if we want to be promoting a course for them about like kind of, you know, I don't know, getting their shit together about being a brand new entrepreneur, we all know that can be a hard transition to make. So first we want to make sure we kind of create a plan. We're going to map out our 6 weeks or our 12 weeks before our actual launch period. If we say, okay, this is the day the cart opens, we're now going to map 6 to 12 weeks before that, which is where we're going to be really strategic with our pre-launch. And we're going to think, what is the kind of content that we're going to create? How are we going to inform, inspire, and invite during this 6 to 12 week period? So thinking about our membership for brand new entrepreneurs, maybe we create a blog during our kind of inform stage about setting up your work from home space. We're just offering tips. We're telling them some products they might buy. But ultimately, what we're trying to do here is poke at the problem that they might be having and kind of poke at the solution too. Just like Melanie said, we have our problem aware and our solution aware people. So let's say maybe they don't realize that having a really conducive workspace is going to help you get your life together when you're working from home. You don't want to be in the middle of your living room with chaos going around you. That might not be the most conducive environment. So how are you going to set up a workspace or a work schedule? You can also send an email to your email list talking about a tool that took you from stressed to having some success with your business. And here you might be inspiring. So you could even bring in a case study about someone that you've worked with, a brand new entrepreneur, and how maybe they used a time tracking tool or a project management tool, and that helped them go from stressed to confident. Again, we're not necessarily promoting the membership at this point or selling, but we're just hinting at the success that they can have. And another example would be a reel. You could do a reel like going behind the scenes in your day-to-day life running a business, again, kind of inspiring them. This is what your day could look like if you have the right tools in place or the right support system in place. So that's kind of another breakdown of what Melanie was talking about there. And that's where I would start, is by identifying your open cart period and then starting planning 6 to 12 weeks out and thinking of those, again, inform, inspire, and invite.
A lot of people focus all their energy on launching, but pre-launch is an essential piece to a successful launch. Think about what objections or mindset blocks you need to address before your launch, then create content that speaks to those struggles without promoting your solution just yet. If you're ready for some accountability and support during your live launch, Create a Workshop That Converts is now open, and I'll help you with crafting your online workshop in just 6 weeks. Head to the link in the show notes to find out more.
Don't want to stress over pre-launch? Join my copywriting retainer waitlist. We work together on a month-to-month basis. I plan and write your content for you, meaning I'll help you plot your pre-launch period and warm your audience for a successful launch. Join the waitlist in the show notes. Thanks so much for joining our conversation today. If you enjoyed this episode, please head to your listening app and leave a quick rating and review.
If you're on Instagram, share this episode and tag us at Duxbury Digital and at The Relevant Collective. We'd love to hear from you. We'll meet you back here next Tuesday for more practical strategies to take your business from chaos to conversions.